It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here at Fort Site Fieldhouse for basketball action between our Lady Indians, coming in at 13-5 is what I have, and the Tri-Village Lady Patriots, always a tough team. This year, coming in with only 2 losses, 16 wins. Some other source says 18 wins, but they're not losing games. They've lost to Tecumseh, 78-59. I don't know much about Tecumseh. They also lost to Bishop Hartley, big time. I think they're a Division II school. Always a really, really good team. They lost to them 68-47. But everything else that Tri-Village has going on, they've had a couple of fairly close games, but for the most part, they're winning by 20, 30, 40 points, including Thursday night. They hosted Twin Valley South and won 92-26. So they're coming off of a 92-point performance at their place. We need to make sure our defense can slow them down a lot, because they are extremely good. They're just a very talented team with a lot of tradition. They've had a very good girls program for, I'm going to say, 10 years or more, and maybe a lot longer than that, but that's what I know of. So we'll be back with a talk with Coach Holly Gann, and she'll tell us about what she's thinking about tonight's game, but we'll be back in just a little bit with that.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 11th. Don't miss their no-limit meat sale with lots of great prices. Cube steak is $3.99 a pound, and ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. In their deli, Ettrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $1.99 a pound. If you're looking for a good meal in a hurry, head back to their deli. They have meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a six-wing dinner with two sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and three-piece fish dinners on Friday for $6.99. Wing Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just head up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength, as well as your speed, in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann. We're playing the pretty tough Tri-Village Lady Patriots today. What do they have in store for them, and what do we have in store for us?
Well, we are going to continue to get better. Obviously, after our loss against Minster, I just didn't feel like we went out there and played our basketball at all. I think Minster controlled the tempo of that game. And so today we're really going to focus on controlling the tempo of this one, being able to pressure their guards. They've got great players. They were a great team last year. They're another great team. They're coming in with one loss, I think, went on the year. And we're just going to try to see what we can do to kind of throw a wrench in their plans. So you're going to see a little bit of man, a little bit of press. You're going to see some zone. You're going to see it all today because, again, we want to get these guys. This will be a great win for us, especially for our last home regular season game. But more importantly, just moving into tournament time.
Yep. All righty. We've been talking with Coach Holly Gann here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave leather edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Indians are going to be taking on the Tri-Village Lady Patriots. And we're going to go over some of the upcoming things, upcoming games. Tonight, the boys will host Ridgemont. And the JV game will only be two quarters. That'll be, as usual, a 6 o'clock start, but only two quarters. And that'll be WPGW will be broadcasting that. Now they're able to come over and do that tonight. So WPGW and their audio will also be on the NFHS network. So you'll be able to listen to that and or watch it. Obviously, it'll be on we'll simulcast Rob's coverage on Fort Recovery Radio. All the games this season will be on Fort Recovery Radio. Sometimes it'll be our announcers and sometimes it'll be WPGW, and we did have one where we simulcasted WCSM over at St. Henry. So that's tonight. Again, two quarters for the JVs. So the varsity game will start about a half an hour early than normal. Next week, Tuesday, will be the girls' final regular season game. And that'll be at Salina. That'll be our broadcast. There's no NFHS, but you can watch it on Salina's Facebook page and on YouTube. So it will be available for video, but not on the NFHS. Then Friday, the boys will be at Versailles. That'll be, as of now, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and that's also on the NFHS network. And I'm assuming they will have the Tigers audio on the NFHS. And then Saturday, the boys host South Adams, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage. And, of course, since it's going to be home, it will also be an NFHS broadcast. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk with Susie and Diana and be back in just a minute. Now, let's just stay here since they're here, and we can chit-chat with them a little bit. See, I just saw them down talking to the coach, so we'll see if we can pick their brain. So you want to hop on and tell us about or just going to let you I saw you were talking to the coach, so if you're just chit-chatting, that might not work very well. We don't want you telling us any personal stuff if you're just chit-chatting, but if you're talking about the game, then let us know about that.
So, about the game. I did tell her that Whitley grew another half inch. That was about all, you know.
Oh, that's good.
And I always wonder I feel like Whitley has so much pain, her body hurts her all the time. I'm like, dang, she's still growing, I guess. I thought girls got done at some point, but
I got the girls' brackets so you can actually read them.
Oh, good, good, good.
It took me a while. I couldn't find anything on the internet where I could actually print it out. So I had to write them down and put my own lines in.
Perfect. That looks good.
It only took me 5 hours.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. What else you got to do, right?
What are you thinking about? What do we have in store for us all of that?
Well, I know Tri-Village, I think, aren't they ranked in the state?
Yes, they're ranked pretty high.
Now,
Holly said they had one loss. I have them for two against Tecumseh. Don't know anything about Tecumseh.
Yeah.
And they lost to Bishop Hartley, which is a big time, I believe, Division II school. I think that's... I don't remember which city. I think that's Columbus, Bishop Hartley.
I don't know a whole lot about. I know this is going to be a really good game. This is really good team.
Yep.
They got the sister to the big girl down there, and she looks like she's pretty loaded. So we'll see. I think
they have a lot of size. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us.
Sure. Absolutely.
We'll accept it, I guess, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll take what we get, for sure.
We're up for the challenge. I think I was honestly talking to Holly a little bit about the Minster game. Not a whole lot, just about it being a learning experience. And that was pretty much summed it up. It was a learning experience. Forgot to do some of the basic things that the girls know. So we'll see if they learn from it and come out today and take some advice and see if they can pull off the win.
And I think, we're quick enough. We're good enough to play with anybody. Let's hope that we're good enough today to beat a great team. Getting ready for the national anthem, so we'll take a break and be back in just a little bit after the national anthem.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Healthmart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Patriots of Tri-Village. Are we still working on the starters, or have we gotten those yet?
I got the starters. starters. Yep. Yeah, oh, okay. So for Tri-Village, we have Riley Sagister, a 5'7 sophomore, Delaney Gray, a 5'3 junior, Morgan Hunt, a 5'10 sophomore, Megan Downing, a 6'2 junior, and Tori Richards, a 5'7 sophomore. So they play, start three sophomores and two juniors.
Ooh. Well, we got them an experience, I'd say.
But it's late in the season, so they already have a whole other year on them. So
right.
It's like Whitley's really a senior now.
Right.
For the Indians, starting tonight is Kiara Wendell, Brenna Holman, Paige Fortcamp, Allie Vaughn, and Whitley Ramel will be starting for us. So Whitley will be challenged with somebody just as big as she is here today.
Absolutely. The Downing girl is, I think they're about exactly the same size.
Whitley needs that bun on the top of her head that gives her an extra inch. Yes. So we like that.
I agree.
It'll be a great challenge for us going into the tournament.
Yeah.
She just has her ponytail today. I love that. Yeah. Love that bun on the top because it's with the red hair.
Yeah.
And if we can catch her when she's not smiling, she actually looks mean. But she smiles so much that most of us know.
Oh, my gosh.
She's bigger.
Whitley's definitely
Whitley's
taller.
Grown. Oh. She's bigger.
I told you she grew another half inch. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Oh, she is a little bit bigger. Go get her, Whit. Show her your hops. That's what I want to say. Show her your hops. He had to move the elbows.
Jump ball. Whitley Ramel gets the jump for the Indians. So Kiki will drop down the right side with Brenna. Back up top key. Paige shifted over the left side to Allie Vaughn. Looks like Tri-Village is in a 2-3 zone.
Mm-hmm.
Allie Vaughn with the ball. Top to Brenna. Swings it over to Paige in the right-hand corner. Back up top to Allie. Good dribble by Allie. Over to Paige. Top key to Kiki. Nice crossover dribble by Kiki. Out to Brenna. Gets it inside to Witt. Pops it out to Allie over the corner for Key.
Nice.
Wide open three.
Patience.
Oh, just off the mark.
Patience. Good.
Just off the mark. Good shot. Yeah. Good look for the Indians.
Good look. Great. The rebound goes down to the Tri-Village. What is theirs? What are
Patriots,
they?
I believe.
Patriots, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Patriots, I believe.
I could not think of that for the life of me.
Yep. Nice back door cut by the Patriots, number four. Riley Sagister.
So. We had good defense on her, too. She just
good backdoor cut.
Just a little slingshot up there. So.
So she laid the ball up, and then it'll be a foul on Kiara Wendell. Her basket's good. She'll have the old-fashioned three-point here at the Hall Brothers foul line. It's up and good. So Patriots take a 3-0 lead here to start the game.
I don't know what we were waiting on there.
I'm not sure either.
Weren't sure what we were doing. I'm not sure.
Looks like Patriots are in like a trapping full court press.
Didn't work. No, not today.
All across. Setting up their offense here. I'm going to have to try to find a way to get some inside-outside game going on here to beat this zone. They got pretty scrappy girls out there.
Yeah.
Allie Vaughn, nice dribble. Oh, tried to pass through the legs of the Patriot player. Didn't work. And she gets the ball back.
She got it back. I don't know how. She really
swings
had to fight.
Swings it over to Brenna. Back up top to Paige. Setting it back up. Kiki.
So we're just being patient.
Yeah, very patient.
Yeah.
Trying to get a good selection here. Shot selection.
Making sure we got a... something we can work with.
Nice dribble drive by Allie Vaughn. Pops off the page. Wide open for three. Just off the mark. And the Patriots with the rebound.
Yep.
Good look again. Just couldn't hit it. Indians will be in their man-to-man defense here. Ugh. Paige got beat. And going to have a foul on that shot. So.
She did. She let her get that first little half step, and she lost her. So.
Morgan Hunt will be at the line shooting, too. That'll be Paige Fortcamp's first foul, team second.
I wonder if that's their plan to drive and drive and drive and hope to draw some fouls.
Going to have some help side defense. Yeah. The whole paint was empty of any defenders. So.
Yeah, for sure.
First one's up and good. Let's try Village up 4-0.
Looks like the swim team's swimming right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So second shot's good. So Indians are, again, at this little half-court press, or I guess what you call a full-court press.
Full-court trapping press here. Looks like almost a 3-2 trap. It needs to get across the line. Good ball movement. And ball gets slapped away, but Allie picks it up. Passes it off to Key. He comes up for two.
Nice.
Two gets fouled.
Allie Vaughn is hustling. She's saved two turnovers, I think. That one there, she definitely saved because it was going into the wrong hands, and she just made a little bit strong effort at the end to get it. So Kiki gets fouled. She's going to go to the line and shoot two. Indians down 5-0. We'll see if she can give us two.
First one up and good.
Good.
Take that.
I'll tell you what, her free throw shooting has gotten so much more consistent. A little bit like she's calmed down or something.
Yep, very confident.
Yep, very. Yep. Like easy breezy.
Second one's up and good.
Yep. Indians down 2-5.
Oh, nice ball fake by 21. Oh, my gosh, going to call another foul.
All they had to do is drive, and if we don't move our feet.
Whitley Rammel's going to be called for that foul. It'll be the Indians' third foul. It'll be two shots for number 21, Torrey Richards. Whole Brothers foul line.
I wonder how many other points they get at the foul line now. Not I'm curious.
Quite a few. First one's up and no good.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like to see.
Miss from the foul line for Tri Village. They were 3-3 before. Second one's up in no good.
Good.
Rebound, Allie Vaughn.
Yeah.
Indians pushing the ball up court. Allie drops it off to Brenna for a wide open three.
Rebound, Allie Vaughn.
Rebound again.
Yes.
Up and good. Nice job by Allie on the offensive boards there. Way to hang tough there.
Three rebounds in a row there. Oh, goodness.
She walked at the front end and back end.
And the back end. I don't know how they didn't see that.
Yeah. Steve Orne and John Derryberry, and I don't remember the lady official's name. She's usually very, very good.
Jill. She should know that one because she's a volleyball
seasoned
one.
Official. Yeah, she's, in my opinion, she's a very good official.
She is. She does a very nice job. I agree.
Tribal is working the ball off the top of the key. Got some good ball handlers here. Yeah, we need to get a steal here or there. Can't get close to anybody. He's going to call a foul. So that shot is up and good for Megan Downing. It's a little two-point basket, a nice pass.
A drive and a dish is all that was.
Nice job. Indians get it across. They're trying to go to pass it, and she gets smothered.
Ran over.
That foul will be on Morgan Hunt, her first.
Brenna faked, and the girl just went on and kind of, she tried to plow her down, but didn't really plow her down, but knocked her over.
Oh, nice center pass into Whitley underneath the bucket. Nice. She goes up, doesn't hit the shot, but gets fouled.
Yep.
So that'll be a foul on Megan Downing, her first.
I'm not sure how Whitley got so wide open there, but I don't know if somebody was holding that girl back, but that worked out pretty good.
So Whitley will be at the line shooting two with the Hull Brothers foul.
I haven't seen her shoot a free throw in a long time. Bam, easy breezy.
That up and good. Indians behind by 2-7-5 here. Whitley will have hers another attempt here with Hull Brothers fouling. Second one's up in.
Short. I think she might have said that, too.
Tracked down by Paige. Knocked out of bounds. So that will go to
Indians. Full court press. Yeah, that's what we'd like to see.
We'll do a little pressure. See if we can get something.
Why not?
They break it, but maybe Indians get back. Hustling back.
Nice.
Brenna got her hands in the pass. Nice job by Brenna. Good hustle, but knocked the ball out of bounds. Nice hustle by the Indians.
Didn't let them get ahead of us that time, that's for sure.
The hustle we were missing on Thursday night, I think, at Minster. Yep. It seemed like we were dragging a little bit.
Yep.
Tri-Village will get the ball out underneath their bucket. Pass it out. Oh, nice cut by the cutter.
Nice
block by Allie Vaughn, but now he's going to call a foul. Ooh, that's a late whistle. Very
really
late whistle on that.
He may have blocked called that on the second thing, which was nothing compared to the first part. So
she didn't even have it out of her hand before he blew that whistle the second time. Right. Allie blocked it, got it back to her, and she went to shoot it again, and he gave her a foul. So Morgan Hunt, first free throw is up and good. Puts Tri-Village up 8-5.
I wish she would have called that on the rebound instead of the shot.
Second one is up and no good.
Get it in.
Rebound by Paige.
Nice job, Paige.
Yeah, nice job. Good tough rebound there.
Yep.
Indians pushing it up court. Allie Vaughn with 12 yards on the 2-3, almost a trapping zone here. Yeah. Kind of about what Minster played the other night against us.
Kiki
with a crossover dribble. Short
nice
on the
rebound.
Shot, but got her own rebound. Oh, nice working it underneath the bucket to Whitley. Back out to Allie. She gets pushed. No call. Kiki cutting through the middle. Nice recovery by Kiki. She tries to shoot it.
Got blocked or hacked.
There's two pushes and a hack that didn't get called.
Yeah.
And they've called a bunch of fouls already. Yeah. I thought maybe this might take forever because it's calling so many fouls, and they missed three right there.
They're going to let her fall.
Yeah. And, 3-point up and good for Riley Sagister. Puts Tri-Village up 11-5, up by 6. A good shot.
See if the Indians can find a good open shot and get it in. You know, we make the few we've missed, and we're right in here. Yep. So.
Oh, that's a foul. Oh my goodness. Paige gets absolutely mugged in the corner.
Holy.
Bear hug.
I didn't know you
looking right at her.
Didn't
call anything. Yeah, bear hug in basketball doesn't go over very well.
No.
Anyhow, no call on that. Timeout by the Indians. We're down 11-5 with 3:42 left to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Be right back.
Wow.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Opera House are having a meeting regarding the progress and future plans for our Opera House on Tuesday evening, February 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the John and Marianne Wendell Community Room at the high school. Everyone is welcome to attend, and they'll have information from the architect, fundraising, including possible grants, nominating it for the National Register of Historic Places, and lots more. Even if you're not from Fort Recovery, you're welcome to attend. And you can also get information on their Facebook page, Morvilius Opera House. COVID protocol will be in effect with masks and social distancing required. So if you're interested in finding out what the plans are and the progress already made on our Morvilius Opera House, make plans to attend the meeting in the community room at the high school on Tuesday evening, February 16th at 6:30 p.m.
We're back at Fort Site Fieldhouse here today on Saturday afternoon. Indians taking on Tri-Village Patriots here. First quarter, 3:42 left to go, and Indians are down 11-5. I believe Tri-Village has gotten at least 6 or 7 points from the foul line.
Yeah,
I would say probably 6 points maybe, because I know they hit a three-pointer.
They made a 3 and a 2 from the field.
Maybe 2 twos, so, I think. So a lot of free throws, so we're going to make sure we keep from fouling left and right. So try to get the ball inside to Paige. Forkamp gets knocked out of bounds, so stay with the Indians. Kiki will throw it in underneath our baskets.
That was a play I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Something a little different.
But again, she's got a size advantage on it.
Yeah.
Something they should be doing.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yep. Swinging around the top. Kiki's got the ball. Looks like they got Paige playing underneath the bucket. Now down to Whitley on the Paige for a 10-footer. Up and no good. That rebound is knocked out of bounds.
Off of Kiki's foot, I think she said. I don't know if she saw something I didn't see. But
I thought it went off the Lady Patriots' arm.
I did too.
But she was right there. So.
Yeah, she saw something. Yep. She pointed to Kiki's knee or foot, so I don't know.
Yeah.
See if the Indians can hold them on defense here. Nice.
Do a lot of screening out top and releasing it. Our defender didn't follow her.
Yeah.
So beat some back, help side defense on the back there. We're going to be getting beat by that every time tonight. So.
Yep.
It comes down to we need to make shots.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing them.
Yeah.
We're seeing them.
Yeah. We've had some very good shots that just won't go.
So 13-5, Indians down.
I think that's getting ready to change right now.
That ball is kicked by Tri-Village, so the Indians will have the ball on the sidelines. Yep, we need to get some good looks here. We'd have some good looks. Just need to have something fall.
Yep.
So.
Get it, Key.
Kiki, wide open three-pointer.
Yep,
that's up and good. Good shot by Kiara Wendell.
Now we've got to play defense.
Got to get back, girls.
Hustle down, girls. Hustle down.
Tri-Village beats Indians down and got an 18-footer up and in. Just a two-pointer. So.
Yep.
Indians pushing the ball.
Moving fast.
Yep. 15-8.
Good.
There's some frustration going on down there, so.
Yep. We need to get it.
Turner for the Indians. Ball got knocked away and trying to get it in the middle.
Probably not a good toss in.
Nope.
Get it. We had the loose ball. Nobody went for it.
Tri-Village setting her offense up again.
Yeah. Indians down 15-8.
They do a lot of pick and rolls, I've noticed, and backdoor cuts. And there's another one.
Yeah. Oh, and Paige.
Shot missed. Paige
Morgan
with a rebound.
You got a great rebound and a great defense on that. Yeah, for sure.
Kiki swings it over to Allie for three. That's up and no good.
Nope.
Rebound by Paige.
Rebound.
Back
and
up.
In.
And
oh.
No good. Ball
goes
out of bounds.
And dang it.
Perfect attempt at the 2-point. Just couldn't find it.
Yep.
Good rebound. Good defense. Or good being aggressive. Just couldn't find the hoop.
Yep. It'll go. It'll fall.
Start falling. 15-8.
I think our defense is looking good, so.
We have 1:41 left to go here on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. 15-8. The Indians are down by 7. Almost got a steal there.
Yeah.
Help side defense there by Brennan. Ooh, a step back three for number 4. Wow.
Man, that was
Riley Sagister,
nice
lefty.
Shot.
Nice shot to the lefty. And beautiful stroke.
Yeah.
Puts a Tri-Village up 18-8. Indians up by 10. Allie Bonham with a 10-footer. No good.
But jumper and just misses it.
Paige battles inside for the rebound, but it's knocked around and Tri-Village comes away with it.
We're not getting rebounds down there either on our end. We need those offensive rebounds.
Yep. Get the ball underneath to number 20. Double teamed. No shot up, nice. No good. Nice defense by the Indians. Yep. Good double coverage there.
Allie Vaughn
is all the way down.
She's going to go all the way.
She's blocked. Shot's blocked, but that'll stay with the Indians. Yep.
Nice hustle by Allie Vaughn to take it all the way down and go try to get us two. But
Indians got the ball underneath the bucket here. Allie gets it in, tries to get inside it. Whitley was double teamed. Not a good pass.
Nope.
Not a good decision. So maybe a little bit of a frustration there going on. But
yep.
So turnover for the Indians. 18-8 down by 10. Got 40 seconds left to go here. And Allie picks up her second foul.
Yeah, she did.
I believe that was a frustration foul as well.
For sure. These officials are pretty loose. They're letting them play. That's for sure.
39 seconds to go here. Fort Kirby Insurance first quarter. Allie Vaughn will check out the game and Hope Wendell's check in.
I think they could have let that one go too.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen worse.
It didn't affect it. Yeah, today.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was wide open in the middle of the court where you can't hide that.
Right.
Tri-Village with the shot from the foul line. Oh, my. Gets the roll.
Yeah, back of the rim
and almost rolled out and came back in.
Yep. 20-8 here. Indians down by 12. 25 seconds left to go. Looking to move the ball around. Get the last shot here. Kiki for three. It's up and no good. And ball gets knocked out of bounds. Off of White.
I thought maybe Red hit it last.
Yeah, I think he called it. He called it White.
Yeah, red ball. Yeah. So 17.8 left red to go.
Didn't know his colors. He kept saying white.
I thought the one girl, the Lady Patriot, hit it, but that's...
Yeah, I couldn't see.
Tri-Village will play here for the last shot, I would assume. Nine seconds left. Shot up and no good.
Whoa, that
Tri-Village
was
would knock it back
out
in out of bounds, and three-pointer up and no good. Brenna Homer with the rebound. Don't get a shot off there at the end. So the Indians, after one, are trailing 20-8. And we'll be right back.
Yep.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
So we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians down 20-8. I think we just get a couple of shots that are up and in, and we're right in this ball game. So
Tri-Village has hardly missed a shot yet either. So the balls are bouncing their way, which is that's the way it goes. But we got to get a couple shots to fall. We've had some good looks at the bucket.
It's not like our offense isn't working. It's definitely working. We're just not
getting some good shots.
Our shot selection has been at least adequate, if not really good. So.
Right. A little bit of trouble with fouls here. We got five fouls on our team. Allie has two so far.
Yeah, we gotta just kind of
looks like we're coming out in a 2-3 zone. We've got a wide open shot from the corner for Riley Sagister. No good, but Tri-Village with a rebound. Looks like she traveled, didn't get called.
Nope.
Swinging it back out to the top. So they're gonna reset. Indians in the 2-3 zone right now. Maybe this will change up their luck on defense here. Get some shots to not fall here. Tri-Village swinging it around the top. Yeah, they do a lot of screening and even maybe a moving screen there on 14.
That
not
was
that girl
23
there, but
feet.
Riley Sagister with an NBA
10 feet.
Yeah, NBA
3-point line.
Knocked it down.
Holy cow.
23-8. Oh, bad pass inside by Kiki, and it's jump ball, so that ball goes to stay with the Patriots.
Stay with the Indians.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Allie Vaughn coming back in the game. She will replace Paige. Indians down by 15.
I've been a little early, Gally, in there. I don't know. With two fouls, I'm a little nervous about
me
that.
Me too.
It's all right.
It's working. Got to get some shots to fall.
For sure.
Any further behind than what we already are.
For sure.
Indians get the ball inbounds. Nothing happening here. We're going to try and setting it up.
Yeah, see if we can get a shot.
Wick cutting.
Nope.
It was a good cut. Tried to get it down to Hope, but Tri-Village kicked the ball.
Yeah. It was a good look. Let's see.
probably would have come a little too fast at Hope.
Kiki will trigger the ball in from the sideline. Gets it into Allie at the top of the key. Set up the offense here.
So 23-8 yet.
Brenna Holman with the ball. Kiki. Nice dribble to the middle.
Nice.
10-foot
nice.
Jumper is up and good.
Nice play by
nice
Kiki.
Shot by Kiki.
There's that shot that fall. That fall that we needed to fall, I
yeah.
guess.
Yep. That's her 7 point of the
now
game.
Now we got to stay on, like, in number four's face. Okay. She's the NBA and WNBA shooter.
They do a lot of high screens. Oh, there's a backdoor cut again. We missed.
How did she get open?
Yeah, backdoor cut. We're falling asleep on defense.
Yeah,
so.
We are. My
another bucket
sakes.
By Tri Village. It's the second time on a backdoor cut we've gotten beat.
Yep.
On defense. So ball's inside to Hope. Nice,
nice.
Pass to Whitley.
Nice
up and in.
That was
nice
a good
ball
one.
Movement for the girls.
That was beautiful. Hope just
12.
Knows what to do with that ball. Then she.
I mean, still down by 13.
Just like volleyball.
Yep. She knows the assist when she can see it. Yep.
Again, there's another moving screen. They got to call that moving screen on the top of the key. She gets away with it every time. Another push, offensive push.
Good rebound.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, dang. Now he's getting
on their
killed.
Back.
Yeah.
Is he going to call a foul? He called it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Finally got a foul
finally.
Call on that.
That was a little late.
Yeah. Finally.
So that foul's on Tri Village there. Her
first
foul. Team
Mara's going to come in for a whip. Let her get down, sit down, have a little rest here. 25-12.
Kiki brings the ball up court. They backed off the full court press.
I was really hoping Brenna would take that shot.
The ball inside to Allie. Over to Mara on the side. Up, shots up and no good.
Rebounders. We need our rebounders.
I feel like shots to fall.
Yeah.
So we don't have to rebound those. That would be better.
That would be better.
Yep. Indians still in the 2-3 zone. Oh my goodness, number four with it.
She just
half court
it
shot.
From no man's
no good,
man.
But rebound by Brenna Holman. So not getting any help there. Knocked out of bounds by Tri Village. So we got to have some girls back there to help.
Yep. Got a heads up. We got to get our heads up here and watch the ball.
25-12, yeah, 5:11 to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter scoreboard. Kiki, nice crossover dribble, drops it off to Allie Vaughn, drives to the bucket, she gets cut off, back out to Mara, dribbles to the hole.
Go, Mara,
tries
go.
To pass it to Hope, bad pass.
We just got to
turn it over again.
Allie Vaughn, ooh, she about got her third. I can't believe they didn't call that.
Yep. Tri Village and the girl open in the corner.
Can't let her
not
open.
Not shooting.
Don't let her open. Good job, Brenna. Stay in her face, Brenna.
Tri Village kind of pulling out, slowing the play down a little bit. Resetting. Wide open in the middle. Allie Vaughn for third foul.
That's her third foul.
Yep, our defense broke down there. I'm not sure why there was such a big hole in that middle, but.
And they had two of them under the basket. We had one defender.
Yeah. So that's Allie's third foul.
Yeah.
She'll be coming out. Grace Guggenbiller will be coming in for her.
Little body control. She might have avoided that.
Yep. Well, that'll change the dynamics, and it might work in our favor. You never know.
We'll see.
You don't know who's going to, you know.
Yep.
We haven't been making our shots, and Grace is a good shooter.
Right.
This might work to our favor because they may not. You know, since it's a non-league game, they may not know a lot about us. They may not have done a lot of scouting, and you might be able to sneak Grace in there for
get her a couple
three or four threes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, another break down in our defense. Inbounded the ball right to the ground underneath the bucket.
Yeah, I thought Mara had it. I thought she was going for the steal.
Puts it up, and no good, but a foul's on Mara. That'll be a two-shot foul. So.
Oh, she called another shot? Man, that ball was at her waist.
Megan Downing will shoot two from the Hallbush foul line. First one's up and good. Police working it back in for Hope. Downing will get another one here.
Indians down 26-12.
Second
in
shot.
The first quarter for recovery.
Second quarter.
Timeout.
Tri Village will take a timeout here. The second one was up and good. Indians down 27-12. 4:32 left to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. I want to thank our sponsors for today's
NFHS logo or video. Those sponsors are Hull Brothers, Wayne Street Market, and Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Thanks to them for sponsoring our NFHS video.
Come back out of the timeout here, the Indians with the ball. Tri-Village is still in the zone, maybe a 3-2 zone. No, matchup. Maybe Mara Pearson with a 15-foot shot, no good. Rebound Tri-Village in there.
Oh, good luck beating Mara down there. It's not going to happen.
Mara cuts her off nicely, but again, on the backside, our defense falls apart. Shots up and no good, but rebound by Fort Camp. Indians pushing the ball off the court. Top the key to Mara Pearson, setting it up, puts it over to Kiki. Kiki beats her defender, puts it out to Paige. Cross court pass to Mara. Brenny's at the top of the key.
Grace. Oh, look, she's wide open. I don't know what Grace is. She didn't even look. She's wide open.
I see what they're doing. They're doing a zone, but they're doing a matchup with Key. Forecamp from the corner for three.
In and out.
Oh, my goodness.
That rolled in and then just popped out.
When you can't hit, you can't hit, right?
Yep.
It's like something punched that ball out of that rim.
Yep.
Tri-Village with the ball. Gets it over to 14, who is up. Wide open. Oh, my goodness. A collapse in our defense right there. So,
yeah.
Not sure.
I could have made that shot.
Yeah.
A wide open shot there at the bucket.
Yeah.
And puts Tri-Village up 29-12. Brenner with a jumper, no good. Kiki with a rebound.
Nice.
She shoots it up and no good. Mm-hmm. Tri-Village with a rebound. Oh, we're kind of out of sorts here.
Yeah,
we're just
kind
of throwing some stuff up there and it's just not we're not looking good right now. So, Indians down by 17 here, 2:44 left to go here in the Canal Tractors. Second quarter scoreboard. Indians still in the 2-3 zone. Tri-Village at the top of key. There's that screen again. And we cannot pick up that help side defense. I'm not sure why. What's going on over there?
Not getting rebounds.
Offensive rebound for Tri-Village. Back up and in.
Everything's just going right for them and wrong for us at this point.
Well, unfortunately, we're not playing very good defense.
No.
That's where, you know, they're getting offensive rebounds because our defense is not playing well right now. So.
Yeah. And that's not normal for us.
We're always
really good defensively.
Yep.
So. Page
for three.
Yes.
Finally hit it.
Yes. That's what we need. Let's just keep playing with that. Let's go with it.
Yep.
15-31, Indians down. We just need that one little break. We'll
now
see
we need
if that
to play some
turns.
Defense.
Yeah.
Get the momentum going.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to play some defense for sure.
Oh, another pass underneath the bucket, but good defense by Paige.
Yep.
Up and no good, and there we go again. We got another offensive rebound.
Yep.
We're not boxing out underneath the bucket right now. Oh. Another wide open shot.
Wide open for down.
Our defense is scary right now.
Yeah.
33-15, down by 18. We had a defender right on her and turned after she had the ball and just got rid of it. So Kiki with a drive, got knocked away. Jump ball. That'll be a turnover by the Indians.
Yeah. Let the ramble back here for Grace.
Possession will be back over to Tri-Village. Whitley Ramble back in the lineup for Grace.
See if she can't spark us here a little bit on defense. We'll see.
Okay. 33-15. Tri-Village going to slow down here a little bit.
1 minute and 18 seconds left to go.
Again, they have that screen. Got the girl wide open, which didn't take a shot.
Yep.
So. Looking around top of the feed back to Sagister. Over to Richards. She drives, gets it open to Sagister. Mara with nice defense there. Ball's inside. Whitley with good defense there. Good defense by the Indians there. We've got some good defense, wide open shot on the outside.
They just don't miss.
Can't miss it.
They just don't miss.
Yeah, don't miss. That was not a pretty shot. It was a very ugly shot, and then it went in.
You collapse on one, and they go to the next.
Whitley tries to pass it over to Mara.
Lazy.
Throws it away.
Lazy.
Yep.
Lazy plays.
2-point basket for Tri-Village. 38-15. This is a game we're not going to win if we're going to let them score 40 points and a half.
Right.
Kiki with a drive.
Nice.
Up and good.
Do that every time, right?
38-17. Indians down by 21. There's 15 seconds left here.
Got to get in their face.
We try to keep them from scoring here.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Let's get a steal.
Yeah.
Be ideal.
No fouls. This is what we're worried about.
Right.
Down
gosh, there she is from no man's land.
She doesn't even know.
Yep,
good.
Yep.
No shot there at the end of halftime. So the Indians will go to halftime down by 21 here, 38-17.
I want to pick up that defense a little. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
My name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also be sure to pick up your nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at Fort Recovery Insurance, the Post Office, Library, Wangler Hardware, and the Village Hall. Or go to our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website for details. Deadline for all nominations is February 4th. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians, Lady Indians against the Tri-Village Patriots. We're down 38-17. I'm telling you, this is a young, young Tri-Village team. All they're playing with all sophomores and juniors.
And they're not playing young.
They don't miss. I think they're probably shooting 90%. I don't know. But for the Indians, point-wise, Kiera Wendell has 9. Paige Forkamp has 3. Allie has 2. And Whitley Rammel has 3. And
we've missed a lot of very good shots. Yeah. That could have kept us kept it close early. Yeah. We need to really do that coming out, because if we don't, you know, we're already 21 points behind. But if we start making them and our defense steps up a little bit, then, you know, we're right back in it. But that's what has to happen. Yeah. We can't come out lackadaisical again and hope we're getting things going.
So. Right. Yeah, they've had some, we've had a few little lulls in our defense that have cost us quite a few points. I'm sure Holly's in there telling them, okay, this is what you need to be looking for, whatever. But I'll tell you, this is a great Tri-Village team. Just they dish and they drive and dish and they shoot the threes. They got the big girl. They got ball handlers. Yeah. All 5 of them can ball handle. Yeah. So
I think they've had 4 different people wide open under the basket in the first half.
Yes. Like
and
I said,
we're not catching whatever that trigger is that we should be catching. That gives that to us. So
some upcoming events you may talk about?
We'll take a break and do that. Okay. Maybe we can get Susie jump in there a little bit too. But we'll be back in just a minute.
Okay.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
They're focused.
They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back. Yeah. Cooper Farms halftime show here at Fort Recovery, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians down by 21 at halftime here at Tri-Village Patriots. Not a very good game for the Indians so far. Do give credit to the Patriots, though, for hardly missing a shot and working great offense against our defense. So.
Yeah.
Just want to give a shout-out to Mindy Bubb here today. She's got the Max Swim Meet going on right now, clear up in Fremont.
Wow, that's
still going on as we speak.
That's where they're at.
Yeah, they had to go to Fremont to be able to have the Mac meet.
Wow.
So.
Is that because there aren't enough lanes anywhere around here? All other pools?
Generally, it's held at Jay County.
Yeah.
Jay County is not allowing that many teams in for a meet at this time due to COVID. So.
Yeah. And they've had a lot of trouble over there.
Yeah. This pool, I mean, you can watch it on Facebook Live if you're interested in it. Go to Port Recovery Swimming, and it's a beautiful pool. It's a 10-lane pool. So I do know we've got some first places that we've had today. I know, as far as I can see on there, I think Ava Buck won both of her events. I think Tegan Forkamp won her 53, set
nice.
a MAC meet record with her time there.
Yay. Yay.
And I don't know any of the other first places. I haven't been able to follow it as well since the game started. I think Tegan set a school record for the 100 free.
Yay.
In that as well. So
that's impressive.
I do know that there's...
And she's a freshman.
Yeah.
That is just awesome.
That's impressive.
But shout out to all those kids. They spend a lot of time and effort.
They spend a lot of time just drive time.
Sure do.
That's crazy.
And for Mindy, for all the time and effort she puts into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, super proud of those girls.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we'll get back to basketball here.
Yeah.
What's our thoughts for the second half? We have to do better defense.
We have to do better defense,
yeah.
And Neil and I were talking when you were off, just better defense, and our shots got to go. We've had some great looks. They're just not falling, and you know, you tack on 10 points, just, you know, a couple bunnies and three-pointers, and we're in this game, so.
Yeah, and I think on defense, we place a better defense. We're not going to allow them to have as many offensive rebounds. It isn't like we're getting out-jumped on these rebounds.
Right.
I mean, we're just out of position defense,
yeah.
Out of position allowing them to score, as well as out of position on the rebounding side of things, so. All things we can fix.
Yep, you know, and so. I'm sure Holly's giving them the what for, because they're not out yet, and they only got about a minute and a half.
The what for, that's a pretty good word to say, what for.
It was like better that. Than the S word I used the other night.
I do want to remind everybody that tonight's boys game, JV is two quarters only. 6 o'clock start as usual, but they're only playing two quarters, so if you get here at 7:15 or 7:30 thinking you're going to watch the varsity game, you won't. You won't get to see all of it.
Yeah. Where's Richmond from? Up north, right?
No, they're in Hardin County, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll be back with the start of the Fowler Mechanical third quarter back in just a little bit.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs.
We have been proud we're going to cut into this and get back to action here. Sorry, Chad, we didn't get y'all in. Oh, yeah. I missed out on whatever you girls were giggling about.
We're not behaving. Oh. Yeah, we're not behaving very well. So. Comedic relief after seeing us down by 21 points here. So, Indians get the ball first. Oh, nice move by Allie Vaughn. Yeah. No good. Ooh, rebound by Paige Forkamp. Up and in.
Yeah, nice rebound.
Good way to start off the second half here.
That's aggressive. That's what we'd like to see.
Good aggressive rebound and stick back. But good drive by Allie Vaughn as well.
Yeah, making stuff happen.
Yeah, it's got to make it happen. That's right.
So, ooh, they're a little bit more vocal. Listen to us.
Yeah, we can hear them now. Oh, backdoor cut. Ooh, nice.
Get it.
Volleyball kill by Whitley there, but Indians on the run. Kiki with a pass to Brennan. Shot up and blocked by Tri-Village.
When you got somebody, 8 inches tall.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right.
But that's okay. With ball's on our side. Yeah. We'll take it. Good steal.
Yeah, she let the first girl blow by her, and she shoot it the second time and got it blocked. But that's all right. Kiki tried to get the ball into Whitley and knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. So it looks like they got a little more energy here.
Yeah, they do. They're talking. Coming out. Man, they're
louder. Oh. Paige goes down.
Yep.
Allie Vaughn with a good look at three. Didn't take it.
Yeah, it was. I thought she was going to take that.
Yep. Kiki with the ball sent it. Looks like they're doing a zone again.
Yeah. Out to Paige. Get in. Nope.
Up and no good. Ball knocked around, but Tri-Village picks it up.
Just about that. It was right on her. Fighting for it.
Oh no.
NBA three. Nope. Not today.
We'll take that one. That was an air ball.
Nope. Out of bounds. I just say, please call that. Jane. Yes. I forget her name, that official. Jan. Jill. Oh, I forget her name, but doesn't matter.
Tri-Village tried to knock that ball back in bounds, but she stepped on the line. So,
Indians are definitely coming out a lot more aggressive.
A lot more fire.
A lot more verbal, definitely.
Tri-Village with running a trapping full court press here.
But that's
ball
okay.
Gets knocked out of bounds.
And I saw a few giggles on their faces, not as much as you girls' faces coming out of halftime, but they were smiling and giggling, so that's a very good sign.
Definitely.
It's a good group of girls, They spend a lot of time together, and they really get along well.
Yeah, and they don't let things get to them.
Oh, my. Nice play. Entry pass into Paige underneath, and she bounced past to Allie on a nice cut.
A little backdoor bounce pass.
Like, shot up and no good for Allie, but
fancy,
she is found.
Fancy schmancy. That was a Larry Bird move.
Y'all don't think
I know about basketball. Yeah, I know Larry Bird.
He had a nice looking mustache, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Allie Vaughn at the Hall Brothers free throw line. First one's up and good.
Nice shot.
So that's Allie's, I believe, third point of the night. Day, I should say.
Yep. Afternoon,
yeah. Second one is up and good.
Yeah. Woo.
Much better start than we had to finish first half.
So Indians just wait until half court.
Yep, half court pick up. Oh, Brennan's trying to steal it.
Oh, my gosh, number four again from no man's land.
Oh, my goodness, that is an NBA three-pointer, and she nailed that one.
She nailed it.
Beautiful shot. Cross-court pass here to Allie Vaughn. Indians pushing the ball. Allie
in
step back at the free throw line. No good. Paige Forkamp with her offensive rebound back and no good.
Yes.
Hammered and no calls.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Get her.
She actually had to shoot at one arm because their other arm was getting held by Tri-Village, but there was
no
call.
Nice hustle, Brenna.
Yeah, picked up by Tri-Village. Brenna almost had a steal. Working the ball inside. 20 of the layup up and no good.
That's
Paige
Forkamp
with the rebound.
Just enough defense in her face that she missed it, and that's what we got to see.
Kiki with the ball, nice dribble to the hole.
Oh, she got murdered.
Paige Forkamp with a... Oh, she called a foul. Oh, my goodness. She
that was
that ball.
Kiera got hammered, and Paige just grabbed the ball.
That was not a foul. That was a jump ball all the way. All the way. But
they were closer than we were.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yep.
Anyhow, so that'll be 21-41. Paige's second foul, first team foul. It means I'm 5:41 left.
Definitely much more aggressive. Yeah. Definitely. Gosh dang, they move the ball good, don't they?
Shot no good. Whitley with the rebound.
Indians coming back the other way.
Good, good, good.
Running up top. Keith. Kira. Kira's going to set it up.
Yep, see if we can get a good shot. Good
Whitley with a cut for Brenna through the middle. Dang that it. Shot is blocked. She gets her own rebound. Nice move back up. Gets hammered again. No calls. Sakes.
Oh, my
no
goodness.
Calls on any of that. Poor Brenna got drilled.
She got trounced twice.
Yeah, her first shot, she got slapped on her arm really badly.
Really bad. I mean, I can hear it through my earphones.
Boy, they're going to have to do something to stop her. Another three-point basket by Sagister.
Jeez,
so that puts Tri-Village up 44-21. Yeah, I was going to say, Allie Vaughn got hammered, too, and finally called
a
foul.
And he calls that?
Yeah. That's a foul.
That one was a foul, but there was five other ones.
Right. A little worse than that.
The last trip down.
Fouls on Richards, her second team's second.
Yep.
Molly Scantling back in the lineup for Tri-Village, and Delaney Gray takes a seat.
See if we can get a good shot here.
Hits it into Paige, the corner for three. It's up and no good.
We don't have the rebound.
Can't get anything to fall here.
Nope. Good look, though. I mean, she had plenty of time to shoot it.
Yep. I believe a good ball movement going on here. Gets it inside. Whitley there, nice defense.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to drive to the middle. Ooh, throw it away.
She loses.
We'll take that turnover.
Nice.
Yep, good defense by the Indians.
Yep.
Closed off that drive and had a little backside help on defense.
Now we just need to get our points. We need to make some points.
And not let Sagister shoot.
We have a quarter and a half left.
Chip away a little bit at a time.
Keep the ball out of Sagister's hand.
Yep.
Of course, they can all shoot.
Yep. Nice cut by Paige in the middle. Just can't find them. Nice pass by Brennan
there. Great play.
Apparently, she's not a shooter. Nope. She's been open a couple times and has a shot. So.
Was not going to take it either. She could have shot that three times.
Yep. Tri-Village doing a little. Oh, screens try to get Sagister open. She's open in the corner again, not shooting it. Sagister with the ball.
Trying to get
set
her
a high
open.
Screen again. Yep, and she does with a moving screen. No call. Three-point shot from the corner is good by Tori Richards.
They just don't miss.
Man, they don't miss
at
all.
They just don't miss, and they got all kinds of shooters.
Yep. They're up by 26. Indians got to get something going here pretty soon.
Yep.
You'd think that shooting like that can't continue for entire four quarters, but we've seen two and a half quarters,
right.
And the Indians throw the ball away.
Yeah.
Not a good pass.
Nope.
Cross court, way too long, way too high. She'd have been about 7 foot 10 to get that one.
Yeah. All right, let's see if the Indians can play some D here.
The Village is setting up their offense. We're still in a 2-3 zone.
We have 3 minutes left in our third quarter following
the ball inside. Good defense by Indians. Cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
Swing it down to the right side, right corner. Tries to drive to the bucket. Good defense by
off
Paige.
Off foot. Nice job, Paige.
And
that was a...
Morgan Hunt dribbles it off the foot.
Yeah, bounced it right off the foot. Mm-hmm. We'd like to see. We need more of that.
Yeah, we'll take
we need
that.
A whole lot more of that.
Definitely take that.
Now they got a... What is this
it's
called?
It's about a... 3-2 full court trapping up press.
But it doesn't
we broke
work.
It.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's good.
Didn't work for us. Get that ball to Witt. Oh. Witt was open. Oh, there it is. Oh, picked it up. No good. Back up and
there
in. Got
is.
Fouled. No call. Up and in.
But she got her point.
Yep.
And she's just padding her stats. Got her rebound there.
Yep. They are not calling many fouls there underneath the bucket.
Nope.
Oh.
Where did she come from?
Indians defense there. Backdoor cut again.
She was wide open down there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
So.
Man.
49-23. Kiki with a drive.
Get in there.
Back to Paige for three. Open. No good. Kiki with a rebound. Nice hustle by Kiki.
Yeah.
I thought that was going down. It looked good.
Yep, it did. It looked real good.
That's a shot we would have passed it for a minute to try to get.
Yep.
Right.
Whitley Ramel with a 10-footer. No good. Tri-Village pushing the ball. Good transition defense for the Indians. Didn't look. Wow. Whitley bit on the pass and then left her wide open.
Yep. 14.
Yep.
Yep.
51-23. Kiki with a drive, nowhere to go. And, almost turned it over, but Allie picks it up. Up, scoop shot, no good.
and Tri-Village with the rebound.
A lot of contact on that one,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, triple teamed. It's kind of hard to get a call.
Yeah.
When
you got three people on
you. Three people hanging on you.
And you're driving through with three people. Yeah.
Oh, that's travel.
Yep. Oh, good. Yep. Good. That was a good break.
Travel call.
She made that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Grace Gubler, Mara Pearson in. Paige Forkamp of Whitley Ramel take a seat. Hope Wendell's coming in. And
she's
reprinting
home. Yep.
He needs down by 28 with 118 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Kiki's going to bring the ball down. Swings it over to Grace Gubler on the corner.
I mean, Grace is wide open. I'm not sure. I know that there's a play call, but she's standing there for quite a while.
Grace dribbles to the middle, nowhere to go, and throws the ball away.
Yep.
Tri-Village brings the ball down. Looks like we're going back to man-to-man defense here. Got out of that zone.
Yep.
Thought maybe we stayed in that zone too long.
Yeah.
It wasn't working. Allie Vaughn gets called for a fourth foul and push.
Yep.
Yeah, Alexis Wendell's going to come in for her. So, Allie, you'll have to take a seat here with 46.5 seconds left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Scoreboard. Breakdown in defense once again.
That's just a nice drive and play there.
Well, terrible defense. Yeah. I mean, there were three girls standing there to watch her drive by.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, you and I could both make that shot on that play.
Right.
So,
right.
Good recognition on her part, but terrible defense on our side. So we've seen some defensive breakdowns here today. Kiki triggers it into Guggenbiller. She shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Hope puts it back up, and it's no good, but she gets fouled.
Good.
So Hope will step to the Hall Brothers foul line, get two shots.
So we'd like to see.
Yeah.
Good. She's going to make both of them.
Yep.
Pretty good foul shooter.
Yeah, she is. Always have been.
Yep.
Get us two here real quick. Be nice.
First one's up and
good. Yep.
That's Hope's first point of the night. Second one. Up. Good. So Hope gets us 2 points from the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Got Mara Pearson
on the
ball.
28.
See if she can get us a steal.
Yeah. At least don't let her shoot it.
Right. Oh, goodness. They just don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, that should have been a foul.
Yeah, she was pushing Hope. Pushing Hope the whole
time. Finally, got a foul over the back call for Tri-Village. And you hear the crowd is a little excited to finally get a whistle blown on us.
Probably hear them through the through the microphones because that hasn't happened.
Yep.
Right.
Right, right, right. Indians quick with the ball down. The Alexis one on Kiki with the three-pointer up and no good. Tri-Village quickly getting back. And the Indians slow on defense. Get back and they get burnt. What happens when you don't do transition defense? Watch the ball, and we get eaten alive on that. So Indians down by 30 here after 55-25. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians down 25-55. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter Fort Camp Excavating. And we'll, that third quarter, we started out great and strong and aggressive. And then, the Tri-Village just has a way of They just don't miss. They just don't miss, and they've got five good ball handlers. Yep.
Mara Pearson with the steal.
Steal, Mara.
And up and no good. That's like the epitome of what our game is today.
Yes, just missing
wide open
bunnies,
free throw.
Yeah.
Our wide open layup, and it falls off the rim.
She had it, too. She had it.
Yeah, all that work.
Yep.
Mara's getting the call to defend Sagister.
She gets
shot is up.
She gets
no
triple
good.
Teamed, and they didn't call it, so that's good.
And then they call a double dribble on Kiki.
I didn't see that, but I'm not sure. Her body was blocking where we were, but I didn't see the second hand.
Turnover for the Indians.
That,
I missed it, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think he was in my way, so I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. So.
Yeah.
Indians in a man-to-man defense. Oh, backdoor cut again. There we got beat.
Ew. She
and shot no
it,
good. Up, second shot up and no good. Tri Village with the rebound. They bring it back out top.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Grace hacked her. Big old hack. She wanted that ball.
Get the ball inside. Hope working on her. Ball's outside. Grace Kugenbler got away with a shove. She absolutely shoved her out of bounds.
Pushed her.
I mean, literally standing right there. Yeah,
and
their coach is not very happy about that either. I wouldn't be very happy about that either.
She literally pushed her out of bounds. Yes,
and it wasn't like she was trying to hurt her, but she just went.
Just pushed her.
Frustration because they keep getting that baseline on us.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
That's a good job, official.
Yeah, their coach is going to get be pretty close to technical here.
Jerry Berry's giving him an evil eye.
I don't blame him. I would, too. Yeah.
Whitley Ramel for three from the corner. No good.
Just
rebound by Tri Village. And we're going to get beat on. Yep. That's what happens.
Yeah.
We do not get back on defense.
Right.
Transition defense. We got beat on Thursday. We're getting beat today.
She got too far under the basket. I didn't think she could.
She got her hand back up
On this side of the backboard.
Yeah. Shot was up and good, and the foul's on Whitley Ramels. It'll be old-fashioned three-point play here. Is no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. Allie brings the ball up the court. Might get a little extra physical here, I'm afraid. Allie Vaughn. Gets a shot blocked.
Yeah, they're not taking that.
Nope. Again, we're getting beat on defense, and they're going to call every single one of those. Foul's going to be called on Paige Forkey, her third.
They're calling that, but we got fouled on the other end on the shot. Yeah. Didn't call
that. We're at home and getting nothing. Yeah. we're not getting a call.
Yeah.
I don't think one or two.
Of course, they didn't get that last one on the push. But three extremely... very experienced officials, and it's been a little bit iffy, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Both those free throws were up and good, so it puts Tri Village up 59-25 here with 6:17 left to go here in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Mara Pearson with the ball in the corner. It's a high post to Whitley, throws it too hard.
Yep.
Turnover Indians. Get beat on defense. Lost the rebound, and that ball will go to the Indians. I was going to say, there's no way that's a Tri-Village.
Yeah.
She bounced it out of bounds.
She
was thinking about it, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
And Brenna had it, and she fouled her to get it. And, we're not going to get them calls. So.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So far,
and,
never
and
the ball.
She dribbled it once out of bounds and looked at the official, and then the official blew it.
Yeah.
Blew the whistle. That's weird.
Allie Vaughn loses the ball. She goes to the hole. Out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that ball will go over to Tri Village.
25-29 in our fourth quarter. Fort Camp excavating. 5:46 left.
Looks like Mara's face guarding number four. Tri Village gets a screen.
That is a moving screen, and they don't call it.
Yep. That is a high post moving screen.
Yep.
Time and time again by 14, and they just don't call that one. That's a tough one to call as well, I agree, but boy, at some point. Allie Vaughn for three, no good. Whitley rebound with a rebound, up and no good. Again, just the epitome of this game here. Nothing's falling.
Not there.
No loose ball.
Page
4 can't pick it up. Loose ball, up and in and out and down and around and back out.
Hit the rim four times.
Whitley
for three. Hits it.
I gave up on the rebounding we were fighting way too hard for that rebound. No, not too hard, but They finally said,
if we could have, I've never seen so many shots go in and down, around, and back out as it is today.
Yeah.
Whitley Rammel knocks the ball away.
Get her, Whitley. She's just getting aggressive. I love it.
Good defense by the Indians.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Get a hold of that ball. Oh, foul on 24. On 20. They're to 20. Yep. They're giving it to Dowling. That's what we like.
A little aggressive out there.
So. Downing, I guess that's what Kiki back in. Mara's going to take a seat. Nice
59-28. And he's down by 31.
You know, I think those last few rebounds at the end, they were just like, I don't care if I foul, I'm getting this ball. And nothing was called.
A little bitey out there.
Yeah, so, you know, I think if I'm playing, then I'm saying that, you know. Yep. Get in there.
Another one in and out.
Oh, Brenna fighting for the jump ball. Nice hustle, Brenna. Oh. She keeps the ball on our end by just tying her up there. So
Brenna does all those little things that you don't see in the stat sheet, but boy, she's hustle.
Yeah.
Worked the ball inside to Whitley. She turns back to middle and up and in.
Nice step back.
Yeah.
Little fade.
Yeah. Yep.
In the hole.
She just needs a little bit more confidence to do that.
Nice 10 point game.
Goodness sakes, don't let her open.
Brenna gets fouled, called for the push.
Yep.
So that's Brenna's first foul, team's fifth foul. So Tri-Village will bring the ball from underneath their bucket.
Nice hustle, Paige. Oh, she had it.
And nobody picked it up. And now they're going to call a foul.
She had to go and get it.
Oh, goodness.
There was nobody around it, so she's like,
That'll be Paige's fourth foul.
Yeah. Is it four?
Team six, yep. 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Good. Leave her in there. Let her find it out. Yep, I like it. Come on, girls. Come on. Stay on her.
Tri-Village will inbound it underneath their bucket. Get the ball in. But not to the top of the key.
Get her. Oh, get her. Get her. In her face. There you go, Paige. There you go. Good. Good.
Ball's dead.
Good.
And did he call timeout?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yep.
Yeah.
59-30. 3:52 left to go here in the Fort Camp Excavating fourth quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at Forkside Fieldhouse. We'll go over some of the stuff coming up this week and next week. Tonight, boys JV is only two quarters. We're playing Ridgemont. Tuesday, girls at Salina. Friday, boys at Versailles. And Saturday, boys host South Adams. That's what's coming up. They'll all be on Fort Recovery Radio with us and or Rob Weaver.
Allie just literally pushed that girl to the floor, and the official is right there and nothing. Nothing. I'm thinking we should have been this aggressive the whole time.
If they're going to let it be that way, that's our only chance. Because
Then so be it. Indians ball.
And their coach was jawing the lady official. What did you say her name was?
I think it's I always.
Yeah. Anyway, he was jawing her. He jawed Mr. Derryberry earlier.
Yep.
If that had been Mr. Derryberry, he was jawing, he probably would be out.
Yeah, probably.
But the game is starting to get a little more
Kiki got hammered.
Hammered.
The girl swatted at her for a block and totally
hammered.
Well, maybe Paige hammered on the other end of the girl, too, and they didn't call that one
even. This is just a bloodbath. And, you know,
I don't like this.
I don't like it either. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yes, that's just it. If somebody gets hurt. And
Brenna's open for three, and she nails it.
And then what?
Yeah.
And then what, you know?
Yeah.
So nobody gets hurt.
Right.
There's some frustration going on. Oh, they
just got tapped.
Tri-Village head coach just got technical foul.
Yeah.
For jawing the lady ref. He was jawing the lady ref, and the other guy called it.
Yep. So. He was watching him the whole way.
Yeah.
And he keeps at it. I can't say I blame him. I'll tell you what, these officials are kind of letting things get a little out of hand.
It's not one-sided here either.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's not.
There was a foul on this end, but there was a foul on the play right before that was missed as well.
Yes.
So, you know, get that.
Steve Warren is explaining things, we'll call it, to the other coaches.
Yeah.
But
the difference is we just don't complain about it. We just play. Yeah. You know, our coaches just play.
Kiki hits both those technical shots.
That's what we like to see.
Indians will get the ball on the side. So puts Indians down by 24 here with 2:53 left to go.
Look at time.
That's Kiki's 11th point.
We're good time.
Just finish the game off on a strong note.
Yep,
get some buckets. Yep. Clean play. Yep. No injuries.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Kiki gets the ball underneath the page. It knocked away, puts it back up.
Oh my goodness sakes, he wrapped his arm around her.
She wrapped it.
That official finally called something.
Yep.
I don't think he's blown his whistle.
Foul zone.
Why would she do that first? And it took him a while.
Yeah.
But
it took him
I don't know why she would do that. It looked like one of those intentional fouls toward the end of the game when you want to put them at the line.
Yeah.
But they're up 24 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. Brenna Holman at the Hall Brothers free throw line. First one's up and good. There we go for Brenna.
Maybe she's a little frustrated too, but I don't know. That was weird to call it.
For sure.
Brenna's second attempt. Up and no good.
Just off.
Try Village with a rebound.
Dang it. Paige won that ball back. She's like, oh, I got five. I got four.
Yeah. Can't get another foul.
Yeah. So we need to get in their face. You only got 2 minutes, Paige. Get up on her. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
There they go.
Yeah.
Yep. They're going to
Yep. I hear Holly. Holly's like, get up on her. Ooh, she can't throw the elbow. Yeah. But you know,
elbow's thrown.
They're not going to call that.
Yep. Swarming. What a foul on. I'm not sure who it's either Whitley or Allie.
Sure
it's got it on Allie. That's her fifth.
Yep.
So it was not a hard foul or anything. She's going for the ball. Tried to get a steal.
Yeah. I've seen worse in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a
very recently.
You know, it makes me wonder. I know that after every game, officials get rated by coaches. It makes me wonder, you know, what are they going to rate for these two? You know, or these three? I don't know.
Hall Brothers fouling. Free throws up and good.
Down
for Megan Downing.
Yes.
Her 11th point, I believe.
Yep.
Her second one is up. And good. Nope. No good. Brenna Holman tries to get the rebound and fighting her own player.
She came out of nowhere,
and
didn't she?
Ball knocked out of bounds, so that's off the Indians. That's got to be a little frustrating.
Yeah,
three Indians right there to get the rebound, and it goes off of us.
Yep.
Paige knocks the ball out of bounds.
Oh, off on them.
I'm not sure how that.
Yeah.
I think that's just Jill saying, you know what, I'm going to give this to the Indians.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. Their girl
had it.
And we knocked it out of her hand. That just.
It's kind of surprising. They're still in a full court press.
Yeah.
More power to them. We break it. Mara down to Paige for a 10-footer. Gets blocked. Mara with the rebound. Tries to get it to Whitley and gets knocked out of bounds.
Yeah.
Full court press with a 24-point lead with 2 minutes left to go. That's not tough. It's not you don't usually see something like that.
Right. Shoot it.
Inbounded to Mara for three. Up and no good. And they're going to crawl over the back on Whitley.
Yep.
So that'll be Whitley's third, I believe. Team's eighth or ninth. Something
I don't know that I would have called that one even.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Not if they haven't called the other ones.
No.
That's happened 10 times in this game.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know. This is frustrating.
I can't imagine how frustrating it is for the girls to play.
Yeah. And I think that the physicality has slowed down a little bit on both teams from the girls, because I think they are all thinking, if we keep this up, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So it looks like everything is scaled back a little
bit. Recovery's cleared the bench, and in for the Indians is Kenzie Garkey, Alexis Wendell, Hope Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, and Mara Pearson.
Yeah.
Tri-Village still has their starters in.
They do. Yeah, I bet she'll keep them in. We'll see.
Yep.
He doesn't have anybody coming up off the bench. So,
2 minutes left to go. First free throw for Downing is up and good. It's her 12th point of the game. Second one's up and also good. She'll have 13 and she'll take a seat. Indians down 62-36 here. 2 minutes left to go.
He might be taking them out one at a time, so they can each get a hand or something. But
could be. Grace Guggenbiller for three.
Shots
up and good.
See, she shoots that one. I'm thinking, why weren't you shooting the other ones?
That's what
I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her. Well, so.
143. Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
Oh,
now we're getting touchy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We'll
take a foul on Mara there.
Wow. Wow.
So that'll bring Riley Sagister to the Hall Brothers foul on shoot two. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1-1. Yeah. Only the ninth foul. That free throw is up and good.
Yeah, she's got 22. That's her 22nd point.
Nope. That's her 19th, I think. I think you're looking at the wrong one there. She's
gotcha.
Number four.
Oh, yeah.
19th point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, 19.
Second one is up and good.
Yeah, you're right.
He's still leaving his starters in. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
At least he pulled back the press.
Yeah. 64-39 here, 137 left to go. First quarter. Alexis Wendell with the ball, drives
nice.
To the bucket.
Alexis, get in there.
A little floater's up and good.
She's got a quick little first step.
Yep. She does. Her first points of the night. Tri Villages. Are we going to hold the ball here? Maybe not. Yeah. Nope. Looking to attack.
Let that clock run down with a minute left. Yep. And our fourth quarter Fort Camp excavating.
This might be the best thing for both teams.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, yep, for sure.
We don't need any more wild and woolly.
Nope. I agree.
Tribal is just going to kind of hold the ball here. 50 seconds left.
Yep. That's what they're doing. Yep. They're just going to run it around. Yep. So we're going to end this game with a score of 41-64. Just a little, about 30 seconds left to go, and they're just going to dribble it out. So. Mm-hmm. Indians, record-wise, what do we go
like
15 here?
15-5, maybe? Is that what we'll go?
15-5.
14-5.
Yep. And 6-3 in the league. So.
Yep. While we got this, I'm just going
to... Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Did he just call a foul?
Called a foul with 18 seconds left.
Wow.
Now she's going to shoot
two. I was looking down.
My goodness.
So who's this do we have going to the Hull Brothers foul line? I can't see the number.
McKinney.
14.
Oh, yeah. She's, yeah. So that gets 22.
Point.
Yeah. So tonight, again, boys play Ridgemont. JV game is only two quarters, so get here half hour earlier than you usually would.
Both those free throws up and good. Puts 66-41, 17 seconds left. Mara Pearson brings the ball down the court. Gets hammered twice.
Oh my gosh.
No call there.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, absolutely hammered twice. No call.
Oh gosh.
Alexis Wendell with the ball.
And gets
loses it. And that'll be it for the game. So Indians lose 66-41 here to Tri Village. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Macy Shinnenberry.
And I'm Ava Shane, and we are the Fort Recovery Girls softball team. We are having our annual Pulled Pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $7 each, and you get one of Wendell's barbecue famous pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on March 7th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Okay, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians just go down against Tri Village.
Yep.
I'm not sure what that final score was. I forgot to write it down.
I think it was
59 to, I'm not sure. They usually don't take off the scoreboard that quickly.
Yeah, that was quick, and
so
I forgot to write it
down. We were figuring stats instead of writing down the score, because we usually can look up at the scoreboard.
Right.
That didn't happen, so that's okay.
But I do have the...
We lost by a bunch. Wild and woolly game.
So I do have a few scores, or I guess I do have points for the varsity team. Grace Guggenbauer gives us 3, Brenna Holman 4, Paige Forkamp 5, Kira Wendell gives us 11, Allie Vaughn 4, Hope Wendell 2, Whitley Rammel 10, and Alexis Wendell came at the end and gave us 2. So really that's about all I got. I thought, you know, that was a very physical, aggressive, like... very physical, very aggressive game.
Let's take a quick break, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk with the coach, and we'll also wrap it up sometime or other. But we'll take a little break here. We'll see if we can talk to the coach. Back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here on the Miracle Lane's post-game show, and Indians go down to defeat by, I believe, 25 points. Don't have the exact score, but it was something along the line of 59 to 25, somewhere in there. But it was a game where it's kind of back and forth for a little bit, and then all of a sudden Tri-Village just took off, and we couldn't make shots, and they weren't missing. There was a lot of – it was a pretty physical game, and it got physical enough that Tri-Village's coach, while he was up 30 points, got a technical foul for complaining about the officiating. So it was physical, but it didn't seem like it was favoring either team. But it just got more physical than they normally do. But that's how some of those games go. It was Tri-Village's game from about a third of the way through the fourth quarter on, and our first quarter, should say. So on my record, they go to 17-2, but I've heard they also have 2 more wins than that, but that's all I could find, and one of their websites also showed that. But either way, they're an outstanding team, making shots from everywhere, and they're very young. So we may or may not get a chance to talk to Coach Coach Holly Gann, but we'll let's take a quick break and see if she pops out, and then we'll talk to her. But for now, we're going to just hold off for a little bit and see if she's going to pop out. Be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Tri-Village Lady Patriots defeat our Indians by 24 points. Don't remember for sure, but it wasn't close after halfway through the first quarter. Our upcoming games, again, we've stressed this a few times, but want to make sure you know tonight's boys game with Ridgemont is two quarters for the JV game, so make sure you get here earlier than you normally would for the varsity game. Next week, on Tuesday, the girls are at Salina. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. They do not have the NFHS video system, but you can watch it on their Salina Facebook page and on YouTube. On Friday, the boys are at Versailles, and that will be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and they also have NFHS network, but that will probably have the Tigers audio with that. Then on Saturday, the boys host South Adams. That'll be, as of now, a WPGW simulcast and connected to our NFHS video. So we want to thank our NFHS logo sponsors, Hall Brothers, Wayne Street Market, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, and all of our broadcast sponsors for today, Hall Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, Wayne Street Market, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kalp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wangler Ace Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance. So those are our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do this, and we appreciate that a lot. So make sure you buy local. So from Fort Sight Fieldhouse, we won't be back tonight, but Fort Recovery Radio will be having Rob Weaver's call of the and Dave Kopp's call of the Ridgemont game with the boys. For now, thanks. We'll see you later.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.